the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that begins in Y, so it's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter.
I don't give a shit.
Hey, I got another big guest in this week. I have the very versatile, the very opinionated, the very well-read, outgoing, friendly, over-educated barrister.
Over-educated.
Richie, welcome back to the studio.
What up, Mike?
So what have you been up to, man? We've been sitting here working on equipment for a while.
I just woke up from a nap.
Yeah.
I was tired from the drive out, so I took a nap while you got you set up.
It's a long way from the big city burg where I make.
Dude, it's
the magic.
A long way. When I realized I had gone too far, it's a long way from the road to the gas station off the exit.
No, it's not.
Yes, dude. Yeah, dude. Dude, we're out in an area where, like, there's those road signs for each exit where it says, like, lodging, gas.
Oh, available. For the record, those signs are brought to you by Jesse Duncan of Jesse Duncan, Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Look him up. Jesse Duncan on Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Nice. The very best in real estate. So, he's the best.
Yeah, no shit.
In the twin. Was that on the thing, that stinger?
No, this one is. Oh, now it stopped working now. There. There, that one was.
Are we still going here or what?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the show.
Jesus, dude. Okay. Well, so you go ahead and... I got to just chill for a sec, dude.
Yeah, chill for a second. Yeah. Well, a lot's been going on. In the world of sports, the Vikings lost in a heartbreaker to the Arizona Cardinals. Mm. Cardinals 23-20. Teddy Bridgewater ended up getting blindsided sacked while he was in the motion of throwing. We were within field goal range. We had a chance to tie that one up, and we fucking lost. Other goings on in the world. In California, 30 people died.
Dude, which way do you feel worse? I mean, just being honestly, the loss of human life is horrible and all that shit.
We're all sad.
When you were watching that game, I reacted way more viscerally to the end of that game than I did about the San Bernardino shooting. Was like something I heard about like after work. They're like, oh yeah, there was another shooting. I was like, oh, that's too bad. But then that game, I was actually watching it. I only watched like the second half. And then they just didn't look like they were prepared. And the little 2-minute drill there at the end. And, you know, and then I even said to my wife, I was like, we're sitting there watching it. And I go, he can't throw. Teddy is not he doesn't have a good arm. That's fine.
You're going on the record, counselor?
Yeah, I like
that.
Teddy.
This is on the record!
I like Teddy because he looks like he's like a 15-year-old kid.
It's not a black thing, right?
What's that?
Black quarterback thing. Is that what this is?
Yeah, liberal. Yeah, liberal thing. No, I like him because he looks like he should be like in Fat Albert's Junkyard Gang. You know what I mean? He's like a kid, you know, a little skinny kid, you know?
Yeah.
But, dude, so then 13 seconds left, and I'm like, they should just... Can't you just kick it on third down? Couldn't you just kick a field goal on third down? I mean, what are they going to do? Like, what are they... Why were they... What were they trying to do there? What, they're going to try to throw to the sideline and get, like, an extra 5 yards, 10 yards or something? Well, just kick it. Just kick it there.
You got to tell me, because I fell asleep. I didn't see the last play of the game. I read about it. So
you didn't see it? Seriously?
No, I fell asleep.
Oh, dude, that's too bad.
I'm 41 years old. I can't be up.
Dude, there was only, like, a minute. When I texted you, there was, like, a minute left of the game.
I was asleep.
Wow.
I must have texted you in my sleep. So you watched it live. How heartbreaking was it?
I mean, the thing that was so heartbreaking was, like, I am not a big football fan. I don't know that much about football, but I know enough from just watching the Vikings and, you know, listening to whatever, sports talk radio, that, like, I knew this is not a good thing, what's happening right now. Because he's not good at doing this thing they're trying to do. They should just try to kick the field goal.
Are you sure it wasn't the play call from Norv?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Norv should know. I knew better, so Norv should have known better.
They, you know, Teddy had to wait because the play call was to send all the wide receivers over to the right-hand side of the field and have them catch it and then step out of bounds. But once you call a play like that, you can't immediately throw the ball. You got to let the play develop and let them get over there before you can throw it. So they're going all the way from the left-hand side to the right side.
Right. He should have hiked it and just threw the ball on the ground. And then just kick a field goal. That's what they should have done. That, you know, like when
well,
you
it was still a 48-yard field goal had he just thrown it on the ground. It would have been a 48-yard attempt.
Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to just spike the ball
sure.
on third down?
Yeah, people do it all. You can spike it anytime you want.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. They should have just spiked it and kicked it. Which and this isn't like, what do you call it? Dude, you can call my wife and ask her, dude. I was like, they should just kick it. They're... What are they doing? They should just kick it. He's not good at this, what they're trying to do right now.
You're on record. Yeah. Did your wife agree?
She doesn't know, but she was pretty impressed when it went down. I was like, see? Told you. So, anyhow, that was much more upsetting. But the other thing is, I really don't care, so on to the next one, dude.
On to the next subject.
What's up with you, man? Yeah, I texted you earlier today. I was like saying, you know, we should be talking about like parenting. You know that I consider you to be like the Garrison Keillor. What did I say? There? You're like the, you know, you're the...
I'm the Bill Cosby of parenting. That's what I am. You know, you just take the pill and you be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, so...
No, I can parent. I can parent. Pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm the best, not saying I'm the worst.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Your daughter seems like she's outgoing, confident, you know.
Semi well adjusted.
Seems well adjusted.
Yeah.
So that's good. What, you know, one thing I was thinking was it was smart to just have one kid, dude.
Oh, thanks.
I think that was a good play.
Well, it's just the one time that the wife and I had sex, so. She's like, you get one shot at it, buddy. After that, then it's abstinence for 50 years.
You want to have a child. This is it, honey.
This is it. And I put...
You scored, dude.
I put the puck through the goalie,
put the
right
biscuit
between
in the
its
basket,
legs,
dude.
Right in the back of the fucking net.
That's too graphic, dude. What, yeah, so...
So it's just the one.
Because the thing that's, you know, the thing about having another kid is once you have a kid, then the second kid is like basically you make a decision with your wife to make a play friend for the first kid. That's the only reason my son is born is because we were like, oh, my daughter should have a kid to play with.
Because there's no other kids on earth?
What's that?
So you have to make more kids for your kid to play with? I mean, yeah. There's all kinds of kids out there for your kid
well,
to play with.
Well, that's the thing. And,
right?
And the thing was, growing up, I was always like, well, I wouldn't want to be just an only child. But then when I had one kid, I was like, you know what? This is probably enough. You know, like I could have just...
They're a lot of work. They're expensive.
They're a lot of work. Oh, and that was the other thing I was going to ask you. You know, like my wife and I were having like divorce level fights, like our like the first year that our daughter, like that our first kid was born,
like the first 10 years of your marriage.
Yeah. Okay. No, like the first year that when our kid was born, like it was bad. Like we had bad fights. And, you know, we went and saw like marriage. We went to see like two different like marriage counselors and blah blah blah. But the thing is, they don't. You know, I heard since then. I heard recently somebody said like, oh yeah, that's like a classic thing where a shitloads of divorce happen within like the first year of having a kid because it's so goddamn stressful.
Sure.
But like no one ever said that. None of those counselors ever said they're like, oh yeah, this happens a lot because it's so goddamn stressful. They were just like, oh, they're just asking us stupid questions and we're telling our feelings and shit.
So did you have like some therapist that was like in her late 40s, overweight, chain smoker, not married? And she sat there and she listened and then she said, you know what? You guys need to have another kid that'll fix everything. That'll be $600.
No, that...
Oh, that isn't what she
except
said.
Except for the smoke. I mean, I never saw her smoke, but everything up to that was...
Accurate, wasn't
accurate,
it?
Yeah. Did you have the same one or what?
I'm not saying if I went to counseling. Okay. Since you admitted it, I'll admit it. Okay. Everybody
what
out there.
There's no shame in their game, dude. What do you mean?
I've never mentioned it. So now 50 people out there are going to hear that. Right. Yeah.
Got to do it, dude.
We did go to counseling for 3 or 4 sessions to work through some small items.
Yeah.
Just not really major stuff. And it was right around the same time we had our daughter.
See?
So, yeah, it did cause a lot of stress.
It's fucking stressful.
It still
man.
Does. It's never going to end.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking stressful, dude.
It's way stressful. I don't know why you would have two of them. Like, my producer, Mitch, just, you know, they just ended up having another kid.
Yeah.
8 months ago, but I think maybe 8 months old.
Right.
You know, and they got a house out in the suburbs. They got a couple cars, and I'm still, to this day, I have no idea what Mitch does for a full-time job. But
Wait. Tell me again. He's got an 8-month-old, and now they're going to have another one?
No, he has an 8-month-old, and they have I think his daughter is like 3
yeah,
or so. They just had this other one. You know, I get it. I get it with, you know, you have the one kid.
Second one is easier.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But I can see the mindset, like, well, you can't just have one because then that one will be on its own.
Right.
It won't have a playmate. It won't have a brother or sister. It'll be just kind of on its own, like a little piece of shit in the world.
Well, yeah. So,
but that's so not fucking true.
That's what I was going to ask you. So, like, well, what does your daughter do?
She gets lonely, she just cuts herself.
Does she just, like, run around the neighborhood and stuff, or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, she has friends.
In the neighborhood, or what?
She has a few in the neighborhood. Yeah. They keep moving away.
Yeah. But do you have to, like... are you always driving the fuck around?
Not that much,
you know,
no.
Delivering her to friends' house and stuff?
We have a really diverse neighborhood here in Shakopee. You never would have guessed it driving down our picture-perfect street with all the similar homes and similar paint colors. But no, it's really diverse. There's a couple of Somalian families. There's a Mexican family.
Okay.
There's a bunch of honkies. A couple blacks sprinkled in there. It's a nice vibe. I like it. And, you know, my daughter's best friend is Ukrainian, who used to live down the block. They moved, but they go to the same school, so they still see each other all the time.
Yeah.
Another close friend of my daughter's is Somalian, and she lives across the street.
Yeah.
Super nice kid.
Yeah.
Doesn't wear a hijab.
Yeah.
There is no jihad on our family. Mother's been known to send little Debbies over with Emma.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I think she's more outgoing because she's like the only kid.
Yeah.
Than if she had a sibling, maybe she wouldn't be as.
Well, that's what they say more, you know.
So if you have two kids, then all you're really doing is damaging your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
unless it's a big Irish Catholic family like the Kellys or the O'Reillys or the O'Toole's.
Yeah.
But there's 15 of the little fuckers running around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, that's insane to me thinking about that, having that many, but it's, they actually, lately they've been playing together pretty good, and, you know, they've been getting along fairly okay, you know, so that's good. But a lot of times they're fighting and bitching. And
every night at my house growing up, it was a street brawl between my sister and I, like a fist fight.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I used to wail on my brother and stuff.
Oh, I know. I used to watch.
Yeah.
I used to come over in high school and watch you beat the shit out of Nick.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there is an element of that. But, I mean, the thing that I've learned is that I went through a period. Do we talk about this already? I feel like I've said this so many times.
We may have. This is like the 35th podcast I've done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is show.
Let's talk about something else, because I feel like I've said this already about talking when I used to be, like...
No, I've never heard you mention it.
Well, I went through a period, like, in my 20s where I felt, like, super guilty about, like, how I used to pick up my brother and shit. And I was like, I was just basically being a bully, just fucking picking on him and shit, you know? But now that I've seen my kid picking on his older sister and, like, trying to get her going and fucking with her and stuff...
Right.
Now I realize, like, oh, yeah, he had it coming, you know what I mean? Like, when I would smack him or something, that like
it's a bit like the Twilight Zone. You're like, reliving your childhood now?
Yeah, well, I'm just seeing, like, oh, yeah, the littler one, even though they're just because they're littler, doesn't mean that they're not trying to start shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah, they're in there, like, poking around and being pricks and taking their big kid, big sister's stuff, and you know what I mean?
Right.
So
it's a lot of deja vu, right?
It's just, I guess what I'm saying is I'm growing as a person, Mike. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I've had a real transformation.
Yeah.
Do you think it's tougher to raise kids in this day and age than it was back in the 80s and 90s for our parents?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know if it's tougher, but I think it's just different that it's more, I think it's just more intense because we're more involved, you know what I mean? Than, like I was saying about this, like my daughter's in fifth grade and she just started coming home, like on her own.
All right.
Like let herself in after school.
And has the key.
Doesn't have a key. We just leave the back door open, but.
Oh, that's safe.
Yeah.
What if you come home and there's like some fucking pedophile rapist in your house? They never locked the goddamn door. Yeah. Today is my lucky day. Maybe you should lock the fucking door. Do you want to give out your address too while you're at it?
Yeah. Well, so anyhow, point being, she comes in, she lets herself in, but like, you know, I used to do that when I was like eight, you know what I mean? So like I started doing that like in third grade. I came home like 3-4 days a week. So it's just more like, even though she's like smarter than I was when I was her age and she like does more stuff than I was when I was her age, she's sort of not, because we don't, you know, she's not on her own as much.
You know what it is? She's like a boss, dude.
Like a boss.
Like a what? Like a boss.
Like a boss.
I got a sound effect.
Oh.
Like a boss.
I think I started letting myself in about fourth grade.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth. Yeah. I had my own key. It was on like a big rabbit foot keychain.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those are dope. Those are probably not PC. You know what I mean? They probably don't have those.
Are you that worried about being PC?
No.
You seem like a guy that's worried about being politically correct.
I'm not. I mean,
because you don't let me use your actual name. Because you're worried about people at your place of employment finding out.
It's not even just people at my place of employment. It's just like, I'm not, I don't like get money. It's like you were talking about like Facebook. It's like, that's why I'm not on Facebook. It's like, I don't give, nothing really is good for me about having my opinions be in public associated with my real name.
Maybe people could get to know you that way. Aren't you kind of shut down at work?
Right, yeah, right.
Don't you sit in your cubicle still and fucking stare at the wall?
Yeah, I just stare at the wall and listen to listen to podcasts all day. That's all I do. So, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, I say roguish shit, but I don't, you know, I don't need that to be in public. But, I mean, that's a different thing than being PC. I mean, I've actually go back and forth on that PC thing because back in the day when people be like, oh, I just don't, you know, people are too fucking PC. And I was just think, well, that's just you're making an excuse because you want to, like, say racist shit. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Like but, Trump.
Right. But now I'm more of like, it is getting to the point where it's like people are getting out of control with like what's PC and not. I mean, that's obviously a well-worn discussion in terms of all the shit that's going on with that Missouri thing and microaggressions and all that type of
stuff. The microaggressions I've noticed a lot. And I keep forgetting to bring that up, but let's talk about microaggressions.
I don't even know what they are for sure, dude. Do you?
Well, I call it like a micro offense. And people like overreact like big time. Like a big one in Minnesota is if you don't get the door for somebody, like if you just let yourself in and then don't hold the door for whoever's behind you, people really get upset by that. I had one guy tell me to go fuck myself.
Oh, he told you to go fuck yourself?
He told me to go fuck myself. And I turned on him. You know, and he like kept. Okay, I'll go back to the beginning of this. I forgot all about this story.
So you turned around and said something to him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good for you. I wish I would. Because somebody did that to me one time. I was walking and then I just like slipped through. And it's like, I'm not touching that filthy fucking door.
No.
So I just slipped right through.
Right.
And then two younger dudes are like walking behind me. So they have like no right. They're not old. They're not chicks. They're not nothing. They're just two dipshits behind me. And the guy goes, hold the fucking, you know, under his breath, like, but I could hear him. And he's like, hold the fucking door or something. And
Why? Why is that such a must? And you know the yelling was coming.
You
Why is there such a must in this state to hold the fucking door?
You should hold the door, dude.
Why?
Because it's polite. It's being courteous.
What if I'm in a goddamn rush? I don't have time to hold it. I'm not a fucking doorman.
Right.
I'm not on the Jeffersons. Whatever the fucking doorman's name. Nobody liked that motherfucker either. I'm not out there with a fucking velvet uniform and a hat with my fucking hand out. Give me a buck for holding the door. Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. Oh, hello, Wheezy. Fuck these people. So here's my story.
So what happened, dude?
Dude. Okay. Dude. All right. I'm going to calm down now. We're going to calm down. We're going to take a deep breath.
Yeah, I wish I would have said something to that fucking dude because that was annoying. I was just like, you're just a fucking dummy.
You didn't say it, though, did you?
No, I was just like, whatever. I'm going to keep going.
Whatever.
Well, that's the other thing. Well, we can get into that next. Go ahead. Go ahead with
so,
your story.
Okay, here's my story.
You're walking. You didn't hold the
door. I'm walking.
Inconsiderate.
I let myself in the door.
You're in such a hurry. Your time is so fucking valuable. You can't hold it for the guy behind you.
My,
go ahead.
My time is valuable.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I opened the door for myself. I wasn't going in after anybody else. Opened the door for myself and just let
and
it go.
Only yourself. No
and
one
only
else.
Fucking me. And I didn't hold it for the. I didn't know. I didn't realize there was a guy behind me.
Right.
And I let it shut, and then he had to open it for himself. God forbid! And he opened the door. He was like a biker guy, but like a fake biker guy.
Biker
like, you
guy.
Know, real biker
like
guy.
Like Harley biker? Or
like Harley biker guy. Harley biker guy, but he, you know what? His 9-to-5 is being an
but
accountant.
But he's an insurance adjuster.
On the weekend, yeah. He's hard ass biker guy.
It's a Harley.
You can spot him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the leathers are like new. And he like brushed by me. He like fucking touched me.
Oh no!
And then he's like, "Need to get some fucking manners." He didn't like say it to me. He said it as he was walking away from me.
Oh really?
And I. Thought
he said,
I
you
heard,
need to get some fucking manners?
I heard him say it.
Oh, no.
And then my kid was with me.
Oh.
And she was 8.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I wasn't sure how to react because my kid's there.
You're like, this is where I teach you a lesson about fucking,
I said,
fucking
you,
up some
I said,
dude.
Stay right here in this spot and don't move.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, daddy.
Yeah.
And I followed the guy into a fucking restaurant in the mall. And he was at the hostess stand. And I said, hey! And he, like, turned around. I'm like, what the fuck did you say to me? He's like, well, you didn't get the door for me. I'm like, so fucking what if I didn't get the door? I need to get some fucking manners?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, well, why don't we go outside and why don't you teach me some fucking manners?
Yeah.
Well, hey, go fuck yourself. I'm like, why don't you come outside with me and teach and...
And fuck me.
Yeah, and fuck me in front of my kid.
I don't want... I don't want to fuck myself. Why don't you come outside? Fuck
well, it's just like
my kid.
That's the micro offense.
That's
I didn't
macro.
Hold the,
you went macro.
Macro offense. I didn't hold the door for him.
You took it
for the hard ass biker guy.
You took it from the micro to the macro.
Well, it's like fuck you, dude. I mean, tell me, who are you, my dad now? Big G's not telling
you did
me.
You did a macro aggression, dude.
Well, no, he fucking lipped off. We grew up in the city. He was getting lippy.
Don't say, dude, listen, here's another thing. Let me just put the brakes on that, dude. Yeah, we grew up in the city. You know what I did to the city? Dudes would get in my face and I'd fucking walk my ass home fast, dude, and go in the house, dude.
You never fought anybody ever?
No, uh-uh.
What a pussy.
No, I know.
Never?
Yeah, no,
not
I
one
know.
Fist fight.
No, I ran, dude. I ran away.
Jesus Christ.
Ran home, dude.
You've never been punched? Like, for real? Like, in a fight,
yeah,
punched?
Yeah, no, I've never been, like, punched for real.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
I know. And that's why, and that's the other thing. That's another misnomer when people are like, people just need to get punched in the face so they're not such jackasses. It's like, dude, I'm super polite because I don't want to get punched in the face. That's why I've never been punched in the face. I'm going to keep my streak alive of not being punched in the face.
Right.
So I hold the fucking door. Except for the one time I didn't because I was kind of walking ahead. And the other thing is with the door, it's well-worn fucking whatever discussion. But it's like that thing about holding the door and how fucking close is somebody behind you when you because you don't want to sit there while they're taking, you know. They're walking, you know, to the door and all that. But, yeah, that sucks. Well, good for you for getting in his face. Because, yeah, I'm glad you, yeah, that is a good that you did that. You know, this other dude was just like, hold the door, you know, like some bitch-ass dude. And that's the thing. It's like, And the other thing about, like, the what did you say, that's like, you know, you played the what did you say gambit.
Yeah.
And in this case, you won.
I did win.
But sometimes, I'll tell you a little story. When I was at this was years ago, and I was at a rugby tournament. This is like when I was in college, and I just remember there's, you know, a little tussle, like fight broke out, and, you know, some dudes, and there was like a dude, there's always dudes at these tournaments, like there'd be guys who would play, because there's like club teams, you know, there'd be like college teams, and there's like club teams, or just like, you know, men who like play, like instead of softball, they play rugby and shit.
After a match, did you guys ever throw another shrimp on the Barbie? Throw another shrimp on the Barbie, right?
So.
Then fuck each other in the ass.
These dudes got in a fight.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
And all of a sudden, you know, I think some guy punched some guy, blah, blah, blah. People are talking tough. And then there's this like big, you know, like college football, big ass dude walks up to this like, you know, middle-aged balding dude and gets in his face. He's like, fucking, what did he say? He just said something, you know, it was getting huffy. And then the football dude gets up in this old guy's face and he goes, you want some? And the dude just goes, yeah, I want some. And he just turned around and just fucking cocked back like this and just punched the dude straight in the face. And the dude like fell down.
Really?
And then his buddy was like, what the fuck, man? You know? And then they just like hauled that dude away. And then the old dude was just like, a little bit of lip can get you in a whole lot of fucking trouble. And I was just standing there like watching it and, dude, I was like, noted, dude.
Did your dick just shrink up into your stomach?
I was, no, because it didn't have nothing to do with me. I wasn't, it wasn't my teammate. It wasn't anything. I was just standing on the sideline watching another game when this little scuffle broke out, and I saw this dude get fucking banked on, and then the dude was like, a little bit of lip can get you in a lot of trouble. That's what I'm saying. When you play the what are you looking at gamble,
yep,
gambit, dude, that shit could go wrong, dude.
I played the game and I won.
You did. You really did. Well, and that's the other thing about that thing about, like, not getting fights with your kids. Like, when my kid is old enough, dude, have you ever just, like, searched on YouTube for, like, bully? Those, like, bully fights where, like, some kid's getting bullied, but then the kid who's getting bullied, like, whoops the bully's ass?
Yeah, I've seen a few of those.
Dude, those things are the best video. Like, every kid should fucking, they should, like, show those in schools, dude. Instead of having, like, anti-bullying campaigns, they should just, like, they should have, like, you remember how when we were kids, they would have, like, a program? We're like, well, I remember once year, like, Montel Williams came to our school and gave, like, an inspirational speech. Do you remember that?
He came to Roosevelt.
Yeah.
One year. He said, can I mention Roosevelt?
He said mountain. He was like, mountain, get out of my way. Do you remember that? You
know, I flew a jet fighter.
Yeah.
I can blow your whole goddamn city up with one Hellcat missile.
Yeah, so.
On the 40 block of.
Dude, what are you.
I just hit the beep, dude. I beeped it out. Don't worry.
Mike, dude, don't play the give out Richie's real identity gambit, dude, because you will not win, dude. Listen, so what I'm saying is they should just have a program for the school kids where they just project those videos of, like,
kids,
that would be the best
back
anti-bully campaign. Yeah, if it's like, you look, if you see the bully, punch that motherfucker in the face, dude.
I've told my kid to do it.
Yeah,
I've taught her how to punch.
Yeah.
Hold my hands up like mitts and let her left, right, keep her chin down, keep one hand up the whole time, left, right, left, right. She knows how to punch.
Did you get in tussles when you were a kid?
I was in a few, more than a few, lost some, won some. I got dropped once at a bus stop, dude, one punch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as this
kid. Like a school bus or city bus?
City.
Ooh, that's where shit can get ruggish, dude.
Yeah, I was with my good friend Paul, who watched all this go down. Just watched me get fucking hit and stomped
Paul
on.
From the podcast?
Yeah, Paul from the fucking podcast.
Oh,
political
really?
Paul. Political fucking pussy Paul.
Yeah.
Who watched me hit the fucking ground, did nothing.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing anything. And this guy was just a bit of a druggy fucking bully.
Yeah.
It was traumatic.
Dude,
for
speaking
me.
Of that, you just remind me I did get punched once in the face.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So I'm just sitting there minding my own business, and he comes up with a couple of older guys. And the guy's a juvenile delinquent, drug dealer, asshole.
The dude that you knew or just some?
I knew him. He picked on me a couple other times. He's like one of those short guys
with
a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I told you the name off air, you'd know who he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And when did this happen?
1989 or 90.
Freshman year.
Kind yeah.
Of, okay.
So he just came up to me.
Did he go to our school?
Yeah. Well, I think he'd been thrown out a couple times.
Oh,
but
really?
He like came up to me and just punched me right in the eye, just square. Dropped me like a bad habit.
That sucks, dude.
It hurt. I stayed out of school for the first couple days. I was so embarrassed,
that
dude.
That sucks, dude. Embarrassed? Why? Who saw it besides Paul?
Well, I mean, I had a huge black eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. You got banked on, dude.
I mean, yeah, for no reason.
That sucks.
I didn't say anything to him. He just did it.
And see, now don't you wish, knowing what you know now, because you got punched in the eye anyway, so you should have just fucking punched his ass. You know what I mean?
I should have fought. I think after that, I started fighting back.
Yeah.
You know, I'd been in some schoolyard tussles before that, but like never any like primetime stuff in high school.
You know what I'm saying? Right. The big time. The big time.
But yeah, after that.
But see, that's the other point, dude. Again. Speaking of the big time, dude, it's not the big time. That's where like your altercation with the macroaggression with the dude at the restaurant.
Right.
That is the big time. That's like you could do time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I got that's a lawyer as a friend. Like, you're sitting right there.
What's that?
I just make one phone call while I'm sitting in jail. Richie, dude.
Right.
So here's what happened. I wouldn't hold the fucking door, right?
Your Honor, no man is required in this great land to hold the door for another man.
Yeah.
Dumbass!
Yeah, dude. Well, you took a shot. You played the game, like you said. You played the game and you won, dude.
Everybody's so easily offended nowadays. It's really annoying. I think everybody's way too easily offended.
Yeah, I mean, I think a certain segment of the population is, but I don't think it. You know, I don't know. Some people who I don't know. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I sometimes think it's because if you listen to like too many like comedians and podcasts and shit. Like I listen to Nick DiPaolo all the time. Like I like there's a classic example of a guy who like a few years back I would have been like, man, fuck this dude. But he kind of does have a point about, you know, I mean, he does say roguish shit, you know, which I'm like, dude,
pretty racist stuff.
Yeah, pretty racist. I mean, straight up racist shit. But on the other hand, I don't think he's like a racist, but well, maybe he kind of is. But anyway, I don't know. Point being, I'm a fan. I like the guy, and you know, not more racist than like, you know, I have people, you know, I have family members that say like racist jokes and shit like that, but it's like, I don't know. I guess I don't know what my point is.
So, speaking of getting punched in the face, I got a couple of, new sponsors to mention.
Nice.
Highway 101 Auto Salvage and AAA Auto Salvage. If you're looking for,
are they the same owner, different locations? Or
I think these are two separate businesses,
two separate entities.
Ken works over at Highway 101, and Murphy works over at AAA. Now,
but now, are they competitors?
I think they are.
So this is like the most incredible marketing. It's like, look, we're going to mention two businesses.
Yes. At the same time.
Bloodsport, yeah.
Bloodsport.
Just.
You guys have it out. I'm going to mention you both at the same time, and whoever gets the most customers wins. Protect yourself at all times. Fight. So we got Howie 101 with Ken. And again, AAA Auto Salvage. And Murphy works there. Two top-notch facilities. I've been to both. I don't go a lot.
Saving your endorsement at this time.
But I can't endorse either one until there's a clear winner. But they're both fine, reputable.
This year's Super Bowl brought to you by Coke and Pepsi. We don't care which one you try.
Lift your mic up a little bit. It's like dipping down into your neck.
All right.
There you go. So anyway, if you're looking for auto parts, you be the judge. Head on over to either Highway 101 Auto Salvage and see Ken. Or if the other one's closer, AAA Auto Salvage and go see Murphy. Both a couple of really reputable places run by nice people, and they have good quality parts. If you have a broken car, head to Burnsville Towing in Savage, Minnesota.
Nice.
The number one name in towing and fixing cars.
You got to get that guy back on, dude.
Eric.
Was that your brother-in-law?
Yeah, Eric owns Burnsville.
Was he the one
towing.
Who was on the boat? The boat episode?
He was the one on the... Yeah, the river episode I did from my island.
Get him in the studio, dude.
I'll have to get him back in the mix one of these days. But if you got a broken car, on the road, or you can get it there. Get it on over to Burnsville Towing. Ask for Eric. Great prices, great service. They're guys that care. That's Burnsville Towing over in Savage.
How great is it to have somebody in your family who can fucking fix cars, dude?
It's not what you know, it's who you know. Because I don't know shit about cars.
You know Eric, dude.
I know Eric.
Oh,
Bruce,
that's awesome.
Who owns Burnsville Towing, and I know Eric Nissler, another good friend of mine that's a GM certified mechanic.
Oh, that's so awesome, dude.
And then my sister's husband owns his own shop too.
Oh.
In Newport. So that's a long ways away.
You're very fortunate. I'm
plugged in, dude.
You're blessed, dude.
I am blessed.
My brother-in-law's an applied. He has a PhD in applied economics, dude. He can't do shit for me, dude.
You don't make enough money for him to even notice.
Yeah, he can't do shit for me, dude. He can run a fucking. He can model a fucking economic downturn, dude. He can't do. I don't know what else you got, dude.
Should we talk about what happened in California? Because I didn't really touch on it, or we could talk about Trump.
The shooting thing.
Yeah.
No. Didn't you talk about Trump with? I didn't listen to the whole. I'm sorry. This is the first time I've ever come in here without being up to date on the podcast.
Why didn't you listen to the last episode?
I started listening to Paul, and then I just, you know.
He's listening to this.
I switched over. I was listening. I'll go back. I will listen to it. I was just, you know, something happened at work. I don't know. I started getting a little bit
sidetracked.
Couldn't focus. So I'm not up to date, but so what did you, I mean, didn't you guys cover that? Obviously you talked about Trump.
We talked about Trump.
Did you talk about, he hadn't done that Muslim thing yet, right? That was on Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where he said he's going to not let any Muslims in the country.
Is that legal? Can he do that?
No.
He can't?
I mean, if they're not citizens, could you just make it so that no other non-citizens who are Muslims can come to the country? I mean, can the president do that? Let me think.
No.
No, I don't. Yeah, he doesn't set immigration. I mean, who? I don't know. That wasn't a. They didn't like vote on that. That was probably done by some sort of executive action, you know.
Right. So couldn't Trump do a
first
executive
off,
action?
I mean, this is sort of a saying. Could Trump do this or that? Trump can't do shit because Trump isn't any. Trump's nobody. He's just a.
But when he becomes the president,
right? If he became the president,
right.
Would he have the legal authority to do something like that? I'm sure he would argue that he would, but, you know, it's one of those things. I just remember, like, a lawyer that I worked with, super smartest guy I've ever worked with, and I remember him saying, like, somebody would do something shitty to one of his clients. Like, what he did was he just defended people against debt collectors, and somebody would do something shitty to one of his clients, you know, garnish their bank account or, you know, garnish their wages or attach their bank account or do some fucked up thing or blah, blah, harass them. And people would say, well, can they do that? And he's like, well, they already did it. They just did it. It's like saying, like, can I throw a brick through that window? It's like, well, you can. Is it legal? I mean, I don't know. So could Trump do that? Yeah, he probably could. You know, maybe he could, maybe he couldn't.
Do you think he's really being serious? Isn't he trying to get the racist white vote to call a spade a spade? I mean, isn't that what he's doing? He's playing to the white, racist vote.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I guess. I mean, because it doesn't make any sense what he's saying. It's a stupid idea. So
it takes like 2 years to get into the country, doesn't it? If you're like a refugee.
I don't know. I mean, it's different for different. You know, it depends where you come from. It depends where you know. It's so immigration is the most. I think it's, in my opinion, it's the most fucked up area of law that I've been exposed to because it's super convoluted and complex. And, you know, I think they have like their own judges. There's like immigration judges and they have different rules and they're shitty. Like they have the immigration court is like conveniently located by the airport out on American Boulevard and like 494 area out there, like right by the airport.
Right.
So like they can just whisk you off to the fucking fly your ass back after you lose, you know?
Yeah.
In court. I mean, it's just, it sucks. You know, you go in there and the people are rude and the phone, it's like, I remember I did this thing where we went in there, we're, you know, basically giving like a service to people if they need somebody to represent them, you know, in their hearing. So they don't get deported. Yeah. And, like, you know when you see in a movie where you're talking through a guy through the glass and, like, you pick up the phone and talk to him?
Right.
Like, they had that. Only, like, the phone was fucking scratchy and shitty and blah, blah. It's like, this is, like, the federal, this is the United States federal government. Like, if you go to the federal courthouse downtown, it's huge, modern. They have everything is the best. Everyone is high paid. The judges have, you know, unlimited, their lifetime tenure. You know, the federal government has so much fucking money and so much power that they could have a fucking phone that you could talk to a guy 2 feet that you're looking. You know what I mean? It's just stupid.
Right.
It's just stupid. So that's, to me, sums it up. The scratchy-ass phone, it's like, they don't give a fuck. It's like, I don't know. That's my opinion on it.
It's pretty tough to get into our country, though, isn't it?
Well, I mean, not if you are Canadian. You know what I mean? You just walk on over.
I'm talking about, like, the Syrian refugees. Aren't they vetted?
Well, that's what people, that's the new, that's like the Republican fallback position, because they all came out saying, like, we don't want any Syrian refugees, and then they... You know, and then they came back saying, well, we just want there to be like a process to vet them and stuff. It's like, well, there's a process to vet everybody who comes to this country, you know, and it should be followed and whatever. It's nothing new. You know, and then somebody was talking to me, you'd have to look up the stats, but, you know, somebody told me, and I haven't looked it up because I really don't give a fuck, but like, you know, I think France is taking like some tens of thousands of Syrian refugees, and they're the ones who had the fucking terrorist shoot up thing.
Right.
And by the way, they weren't Syrian refugees. It was like French national. I think all the shooters were French nationals.
Yeah. Homegrown.
Yeah. So I think it's just, you know.
Isn't that the real threat? The real threat isn't bringing in Syrian refugees. It's the people that are already fucking here.
Bing, bang, bing.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what the real threat is. I don't know. The real threat is, I don't know. I would make a joke about it, but I can't think of something. I mean, it's not, whatever. I mean, the thing is, like, look, we know no one's coming to your house. We're not to the point yet where you're out the fuck in Shakopee, right?
Mm-hmm.
No terrorists are coming to your door. If you go to the mall, you might get shot.
Right.
But yeah. I go to the mall sometimes, and I feel like I'm going to shoot myself. So
yeah, right.
The mall I don't of America. Go to the fucking mall. You know what I mean? Sometimes when I'm in my building and stuff, I'm like, oh, that would suck if someone ran up down the hall and fucking just shot up my workplace. But you know what? Sometimes I'm like, if I call in sick, I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind if someone went up and shot some fuckers at my work, you know? I'll just be like, oh, that sucks for them. I'm glad I didn't go to work today. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't worry. I don't live in fear of fucking ISIS. That's the thing that's so crazy to me is how... I'm surprised that the Republicans don't feel like, dude, don't you guys feel like you're coming off like chicken shits always being like, oh my God, you know, we need to protect ourselves. You know, it's like, just
they're going to get us.
Yeah.
They're going to come to the trailer park. Right. They're going to wipe right. everybody
you're gonna
out.
Have a fucking moment of silence every time some dude gets shot. It's like, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, terrorist sucks. I mean, it would suck if they like poisoned the water or did some shit that was really.
But nothing's happened here since 2001, right?
Well, I mean, they're saying this couple in California, that's their big thing now, is they're saying like, that's the new, because that's supposedly ISIS, you know, whatever. I don't know. This is dumb, dude. This is not funny. How do we get on? This is for Paul. This is Paul's territory, dude.
I don't know. We just kind of fell into it.
Yeah. I don't have any educated
How would you
I don't have any educated opinion on anything.
How would you represent them to if say they didn't get shot up in their car and die and you were an attorney that represented people out in California that didn't
like
have
so say that they capture those two people alive and I was
You got assigned to the case. You work for the state. Well, I mean, how would you defend those people?
You'd have to say they were crazy. I mean, all you could say is they're crazy. I mean, that would be your only hope, right? I mean, what else could you do? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What can you... I don't know. I don't know. What would you do? I mean, there's camera.
They're
yeah,
insane. You'd have to go with the insanity defense.
Right? Yeah, you'd have to do some... You'd have to do some, try to do some shit like they were brainwashed or blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, that doesn't matter. You're not going to get off from that.
No. There's no way.
There's no brainwash defense.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting question. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I mean, you could look up. I'm sure there are people. There's obviously people who do defend, you know. mass shooters, I guess. What about that dude? What do they do with that guy in Colorado? That Colorado guy.
The Joker guy?
Yeah, the Joker guy.
Did he get the death penalty? I think he got the death penalty. Yeah. Let's just go with that. I don't have any facts in front of me to back it up, but let's just go with that.
Yeah, I mean, you could see. I mean, obviously, they got that dude dead to rights, so what would they... Yeah, I'd be interested to see what was his defense, but...
Why are they saying it was ISIS with that couple? I never heard why.
Who knows? Who knows? I think somebody deposited some money in his bank account or some shit.
Oh, okay.
But...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, so we're getting near the end here, and it kind of... circle back a little bit, circle the wagons a little bit around a subject. We were talking about kids and how hard it is to raise them in today's day and age. How about the people out there that say, you know what, I don't have any kids, but I'm raising my dogs. And it's just like having kids.
Yeah, I saw you put that tweet on there, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to follow my tweets, it's GetWiseCracking on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is there any validity to that statement?
No.
I have dogs, so they're just like kids, so I'm a parent.
Yeah, no, that's fucking stupid. That is stupid. When people... Yeah, that's just insanely idiotic. Like, when people say, like, we're having a dog to, like, get ready for having kids, that's stupid. It is. It's
a dog isn't a practice kid to you?
No. It's not even a practice. It's nothing. It's just a dog. It's like... Dude, you know, we had that discussion about, you know, obviously I feel bad that your dog died, and we talked about that, and then actually since I saw you a couple weeks ago,
still not over it.
My dog had Lyme's disease, dude. I thought I was taking her to the vet for the last time, dude. She couldn't walk. She just looked like hell, and she was in all types of pain and shit. She started limping on her paw, and I was like, oh, she must have sprained her paw or some shit. And then like 3 days later, like she couldn't walk. She
right,
just, dude. I was taking her to the vet. And I started, I was like getting fucking, almost started crying. I was like, I might have to just go pick up my daughter and ask if she wants to come to the vet to say goodbye to her, you know, blah, blah, blah. Good news is...
Well, you're a parent to that dog, and you raised that dog.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying.
College.
That's what I'm saying. I can just sit and imagine, like, my kid having, like, you know, kidney failure, and I'll start bawling, dude. That's like...
Right.
A dog, half the time I'm like, fuck, I can't wait till this dog is dead because I won't have to... not that bad, but do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, no, that's a stupid... Anybody who says that that's stupid.
Because I read something on Facebook today where a friend of mine was talking about his kids and how important they are to him. And this other gal got on and she said, I totally identify with what you're saying. I've raised two dogs.
She didn't say that. Yep. I've raised two dogs.
I've raised two dogs that are very well adjusted and
she's
polite.
Your Facebook friend?
Yeah.
You need to unfriend, dude.
No, because I get little nuggets like that. She raised her two dogs.
She raised
to
two
be
dogs.
Polite. And well adjusted.
They hold doors for other people.
And hold doors.
Yeah.
And so she's a parent because she raised two dogs.
That's stupid.
That are polite.
That's stupid.
Is it pathetic?
It's pathetic.
Is it like delusional that these people can't have kids for whatever reason?
It's all the above. Speaking of not having kids, here's one thing. The dude who talks about having kids, not having kids is Bill Burr. I went to see Bill Burr when he was in town.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, I know. I went to see him at the, was it the Orpheum? I guess he's at the Orpheum.
How was it?
Dude, let me just tell you this.
All right.
First off, it was a good, great show. Loved the show. Funny. Laughed hard.
Did somebody cause a ruckus in it?
That was at the first show. I went to the second show.
All right, because he talked about it on his podcast.
Yeah. So, no, I was at the second show. It was great. Fucking, but almost as good as the show was the fact that I bought tickets at the fucking very last minute off StubHub.
Uh-huh.
So I'd been sold out and I'd been looking at tickets. They were super expensive. Then I was like, I'm just going to check them one more time right before showtime. Because if you're like a ticket broker and you only have like 20 minutes to sell them, the price is going to go down.
Right.
Dude, me and my fucking brother went, we sat. Like, from the stage is, like, where that doll is right there, dude.
Here in the funhouse.
Yeah. Center, Three rows from the stage, center of the fucking auditorium, dude.
For how much?
House. $55 a pop, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I would never want to spend that much, but like my brother was in town and shit.
From Ireland? Your brother lives in Ireland. Yeah,
and he loves Bill Burr. You know, we're both big fans, whatever. So I was just like, dude, I'm just going to fucking go see this motherfucker. And the other thing, so point being about the thing with the no kids is there's a dude who, because like you hear him now that he's married and he like talks about like, oh, like, you know, you're thinking like maybe he's going to have kids, which I think it'd be cool if he adopted kids because he always talks about that and blah, blah, blah. And that's part of his thing about overpopulation and all that. And he is older, so, you know. And I'm not begrudging anybody to have kids, but I'm just saying you are not going to be, you know, because do you listen to this podcast regularly?
I do. I listen to all.
You're not going to be touring around and flying helicopters and doing all types of, you know, right now that dude is living like the optimal life of no kids.
Right.
So I would just say to him if Bill Burr ever fucking happened upon the Wisecracking with Winter podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, at this point, just live your life and enjoy yourself, dude. Because having kids is fun. What I always say to people is having kids is cool and it's great, but I can't fucking recommend it, dude.
You can't. You're on the record, counselor.
I'm saying I can't recommend it. I think it's great. I love my kids, but I can't. I would never want to tell somebody you should do it because it's a pain. Dude, we just said.
Yep.
First year, dude, you might get divorced your first year.
It's a lot of stress. Wife. It's a lot of money. Yeah, you're broke.
You love your wife. You might be getting divorced in a year, dude.
You're broke for 18 years at least.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, I mean, it's good. Having kids is good. I do love it, and it's great and everything, but that dude is driving around in a fucking tour bus with his drinking buddies and fucking, you know what I mean, having a great time. So, that's pretty good, too. So
live the life.
Living, yeah, he's living life, dude.
So maybe that's what you want to get out to all of our fans out there. Just keep living the life.
Dude, just stay up, dude. That's all I'm saying, dude.
Stay up.
If you have kids, the struggle is real. If you don't, don't fucking be thinking, sitting there whining because you wish you had kids.
Just get a couple of dogs and just call them your kids.
Yeah, get a dog. Say that it's just like having a kid, and then people will just talk shit about you on podcasts, dude. I don't know. That's it.
Well, that's a good way to end it, dude.
Yeah, I think so, man. This is good, dude.
It's been a great hour. It always doesn't seem like it until I get done editing it. And then it's a good show. Trust me, dude.
Right on, dude.
You want to say hi to anybody out there? Want to plug anything? Coffee shop.
Man, I'll plug for all your Irish listeners. You always talk about you have listeners in Ireland. If it's somebody besides my brother.
There might be a couple of blokes.
Then fucking keep your eyes peeled for Cranky Yankee Corn Dog Wagon, dude.
Cranky Yankee
Corn Dogs, an American classic, is now an Irish original.
Nice.
Or maybe it's,
Where can they find that in Ireland?
Well, you know, if your local outdoor festivals, he does like...
Near Dublin?
He used to go to Dublin on Sundays. There's a place called the Ferry House, but he doesn't go there anymore. But people fucking love those things, man.
So he's doing pretty well with it.
Well, he's got three kids, man. Struggle is real, dude.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he does well when he can, you know. So, yeah, he's got a regular job. And then
plays
he does
baseball.
Yeah, he's playing baseball. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, man, he's doing his thing. So
cool. Cranky Yankers.
Cranky Yankee. That's my plug. Cranky Yankee Corn Dogs, dude.
Nice. All right.
Yep.
We're going to wrap it up. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. And stay safe out there. Try to... Fuck, I don't know.
That was not a very professional sign off.
Nah, it never usually is. Oh, you know what? We forgot to do... What did I learn?
What did you learn today?
What did I learn, dude? What did I learn? Well, you know, I learned that it's hard to be a fucking parent, even though I already am a parent. And it should be apparent to me that it's hard to be a fucking parent.
You knew that innately.
And I've learned that... if you don't hold the door for somebody in Minnesota, even if you don't fucking want to, it's a major, major fucking insult, and you're going to get yelled at, and people are going to demonize you. I also learned a lot about, I don't think I learned anything. I learned that you're not a fighter, that you've never been punched.
That's true.
And that really saddened to hear that. Because I thought you were a lot harder than that. And I learned that corn dogs are a big deal in Ireland. But if you're in Ireland, definitely try a corn dog because it's new to you. And I learned that a lot of hearts were broken last Thursday night during the Vikings game. Had I stayed awake to see it, I think maybe my heart would have been broken too. This was definitely destroyed.
Dude, that moment when you realize you've just wasted 3 hours watching a fucking football game to see that shit, dude. Oh.
Yeah, and to wrap it up, I also learned that I don't have any real need to be afraid of ISIS in my own home. ISIS isn't going to be running up my street yelling jihad and blah 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 and kicking down my fucking front door and murdering my whole family for no apparent reason just because I didn't vote Republican. I don't see it happening. So that's what I learned. Thanks a lot again for listening, everybody. I appreciate all of you. And tune in again next week, and I'll pull something else out of my ass. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Nice.
Oh, take it away, Mitch.
Hi, I'm Mitch Hugrud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.